Zelic told the bank's policy-making committee of 24 finance ministers from advanced and developing economies that the private sector should have a bigger role in helping the poor. Zelic said he would like the bank to work with commercial banks to develop capital markets in developing countries as a means of encouraging foreign direct investment. Zelic said it's time for a fresh look at the bank's strategic direction.
I believe that the way to get an institution back on track is to focus on its mission and to give people as much energy and drive and a sense of what can be accomplished. The people that I've met at the bank have come to the bank because they want to accomplish something for development and overcoming poverty. And frankly, there's a lot of ideas, a lot of energy.
Zelic replaced Paul Wolfowitz, who resigned only 2 years into his presidency amid mounting staff dissatisfaction with his leadership. The World Bank is the world's biggest multilateral lender, this year providing over $25 billion to more than 50 poor countries. While finance ministers were meeting at the World Bank only a short distance away, leaders of major financial institutions were discussing the recent volatility in world credit markets, particularly in the United States. The head of Germany's Deutsche Bank said American lenders had been irresponsible in approving loans to borrowers with bad credit records. Retired U.S. Central Bank President Alan Greenspan described the August and September credit squeeze in which markets failed to function properly as an accident waiting to happen.
Something had to give. If the crisis had not been triggered by a mispricing of securitized U.S. subprime mortgages, it would have eventually erupted in some other sector or market.
Critics say Greenspan himself was part of the problem, since he encouraged lending to individuals with less than excellent credit reports. Some analysts say that he may have also unwittingly promoted reckless lending practices by keeping short-term interest rates at historic lows for too long. Earlier, finance ministers from the major industrial countries stepped up their insistence that China accelerate the revaluation of its currency. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.